Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody for coming out to Hoosier Stadium between this grudge match between the Portland Shockwave and the Madison Cougars for a chance to go to the Pioneer Bowl in Round Rock, Texas on July 30th. The opening kickoff just happened, and the Shockwave kicked off to the Cougars, and it was an attempted onside kick recovered by the Cougars. It's going to be first down and 10, Madison Cougars on their own 49-yard line. At quarterback, number 4, Valerie Vachinsky. Handoff to Jessica Lundgren. Lundgren picks up about 4 yards, tackled by a host of Portland Shockwave. A pickup of about 3 yards. It'll be second down and about 7. The Madison Cougars have only suffered 2 losses this season, both at the hands of the Wisconsin Warriors, who lost yesterday 42-12. It'll be second down and about 7 yards for the Madison Cougars on the Shockwave 49-yard line. Handoff once again to Jessica Lundgren. Tackle is made by Jenna Fisher Roberts. A loss of 1 yard on the play. It'll be third down and 9 yards to go. Beautiful day here in Madison, Wisconsin. Game time temperature is 91 degrees. You would think that it wouldn't be conducive to playing football, but this is for the championship. And these ladies are poised to strike. Third down and 9 for the Madison Cougars on the 50-yard line. Pitch out to Jessica Lundgren. The ball is fumbled. Lundgren picks it up, and she's tackled by number 44, Allison Potter. And we have a loss of 5 yards. It'll be fourth down and about 15 yards for the Cougars on their own 45-yard line. Back to the punt for the Madison Cougars is All-Star Chelsea Ault. Back to receive for the Portland Shockwave is number 5, Natalie Nash. The snap, Chelsea Ault's punt, taken by number 3, Simone Shepherd, as she returns it from the 40-yard line to the Shockwave's 49-yard line. And it will be first down and 10 Shockwave on their own 49-yard line. And we would also like to thank all of our game day sponsors here at Hoosier Stadium. We're talking about Vom Fast Gourmet Vinegar and Oils and Spirits, Postal Connection, printing our schedules, posters, and flyers, 2 convenient locations in Oregon and Verona. First and 10, Portland Shockwave from their own 49-yard line. Penalty marker on the play. Got a dead ball foul to lay up game on the Portland Shockwave. That's going to move them back 5 yards. And it's going to be first down and 15 from the Portland 43-yard line. At quarterback for the Portland Shockwave is Veronica Ferguson. At tailback, wearing number 24, is Rebecca Johnson. First down and 15, Portland, from their their own 43-yard line. And the handoff to number 24, Rebecca Dawson, and she picks up about 10 yards. And it is going to be about second down and 5 at the Madison Cougar 36-yard line. On the tackle was Sheena Hirschfield and Tiffany Loomis. It's going to be second down and 5, Portland Shockwave at the Madison Cougar 46-yard line. Ferguson hands off to number 24. The ball is on the ground. A fumble by number 24, Rebecca Dawson. Recovered by the Madison Cougars. The Cougars recover the ball at their own 43-yard line. It's going to be first down at 10, Madison Cougars. And once again, to recap that play, Rebecca Dawson took a quick handoff, went up the middle, lost the ball, and the Cougars recover. And they have a first down and 10 on their own 43-yard line. Baczynski, the quarterback, Baczynski back to pass. Pass intended for it. Number 34, Pam Close. Falls incomplete. It'll be second down at 10. Madison Cougars on their own 43-yard line. Check out the Silver Eagle for pregame tailgate sponsor before every home game. And also, don't forget that we have a 50-50 raffle that goes on here at Lucius Stadium at our merchandise table. And also, we have a tasting party, a local gourmet vinegar, oils, and spirit store on University Avenue. Von Sass is generously donating $300. Baczynski's pass intended for Nicole Funk falls incomplete. It'll be third down and 10 yards. We have a penalty marker on the play. We have a false start. False start, Cougar. It's going to set them back. It's declined, so it's going to make that third down and about 10 yards. Madison Cougars on their own 43-yard line. Please join the Madison Cougars for our upcoming fundraiser to help us raise money for the playoffs. We had a great time in our last event, so come and check us out. Baczynski back to pass. The swing pass to Jessica Lundgren. Lundgren to the outside. Jessica Lundgren picks up the first down. And more. Jessica Lundgren. 235, 230, tackle at the Shockwave 27-yard line. A 40-yard pickup for Jessica Lundgren. It's going to be first down at 10, Madison Cougars in Shockwave territory. First and 10 Cougars at the Shockwave 28-yard line. Hand off again to Jessica Lundgren. And she's tackled by number 43. And she picks up 3 yards. Second down and 7, Madison Cougars. And the Portland Shockwave, 25-yard line. Great crowd here this afternoon at Lucius Stadium. a lot of great supporters for your Madison Cougars. Also, rather large contingent from Portland to support the Portland Shockwave. Second down, 7. Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 25-yard line. In the backfield, Satise Berg along with Pantos Pachinski. With a play-action pass, complete to Satise Berg. A pickup of about 6 yards. It's going to be about 3rd down and 2 yards for the Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 19-yard line. Madison Cougars break the huddle. Satise Berg and Pam Close in the backfield. Pachinski hands off to Pam Close. Tackle made in the backfield by number 44, Allison Potter. 2 yard loss on the play, which brings up a 4th down and about 6 yards. Pachinski, roll out pass. Caught by Katie Meyer. A pickup of about 10 yards. And there is a penalty marker on the play. Penalty marker on the play. We have a face mask penalty on the Shockwave. So they're going to tack on extra yardage onto the end of that play as the Shockwave commit a personal foul.
Madison Cougars will have a first down.
First and goal, Madison Cougars from the 9-yard line. Lundgren, the ball carrier, for about 2 yards to about the 7-yard line. It's going to be 2nd down and goal. Pam Close getting up slow on the play. She looks okay. She's heading back to the huddle. It's going to be 2nd down and goal from the Shockwave 7-yard line. Full house backfield for the Madison Cougars. Hand off to Jessica Lundgren to the right side. She stops for no gain. That'll make it 3rd down and goal from the Portland Shockwave 7-yard line. The Madison Cougars are undefeated right here at Lucier Stadium. Third down. And goal, Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave, 7-yard line. Spread formation. Pachinski back to pass. pass to Jessica Lundgren. Jessica Lundgren goes around on the left end, and that is a touchdown for the Madison Cougars. And listen to that crowd here at Lucius Stadium as the Madison Cougars strike, and they draw first blood. A 7-yard pass from Valerie Vachinsky to Jessica Lundgren. Chelsea Hall set to attempt the extra point. High snap. Chelsea Hall picks up the ball. And she's tackled at about the 9-yard line, so it is a failed extra point. And with 5:43 left to play in the first quarter, the score, Madison Cougars 6, and the Portland Shockwave nothing. Don't forget, coming up on July 30th in Round Rock, Texas, it is the Pioneer Bowl. Which one of these two teams is going to be there? That is the question, and we're going to find out this afternoon. The Cougars also like to thank our partners, proud partners, Spot On Graphics, ISS Integrated Sports and Spine, UPS Store Manila, and Bootstraps Social Media. Our last event of the 2012 season will feature salsa dancing with your Madison Cougars. This event will be held at Madison's greatest east side location, My Buddies, featuring the Latin band Grupo Candelar, playing salsa, merengue, bachata, cumbia, and Latin jazz. Chelsea Hall set to kick off to the Portland Shockwave, the Madison Cougars 6. Shockwave nothing. 5:43 left to play in the first quarter. Chelsea off kick. Taken at about the 12-yard line. And returned. Returned by number 85, Nicole Villarino, to about the Shockwave 39-yard line. First and 10, Portland Shockwave. We got a special thank you to BMC Health and Wellness with their support for all of our events this season. First down and 10, Portland Shockwave from their own 39-yard line. Hand off to number 24, Rebecca Dawson. Tackle made by Jessica Lundgren at Cooper Talbot. A gain of 1 yard. It's going to be second down and 9. Portland Shockwave on their own 49-yard line. We'd like to thank one of our proud partners, ISS Integrated Sports and Spine, and also UPS Store right here in Monona, and Bootstrap Social Media. Second down and 9, Portland Shockwave from their own 40-yard line. Rebecca Dawson, the ball carrier. Tackle made once again by Jessica Lundgren. A gain of 2 yards. It's going to be about third down and 7. Portland Shockwave from their own 42-yard line. Thank you. Third down and seven, Portland Shockwave. Veronica Ferguson tries to run a quick handoff to the fullback, number 44, Allison Porter. And Cooper Talbot makes the tackle in the backfield for a loss of 2 yards. And it's going to be fourth down and nine, Portland Shockwave from their own 30-yard line. Back to receive for the Madison Cougars, number 15, Nicole Funk. Back to punt for the Portland Shockwave, number 3, Simone Shepherd. Shepherd's punt, deep punt, taken by Nicole Funk. She falls down at about the 34-yard line, where she's way dead, and that'll make it a Madison Cougar first down, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. The Madison Cougars are set to start on offense. Seems to be some confusion right now as one of the Portland Shockwave players is in a deep discussion with the officials right now. Make sure you get your playoff t-shirts before they're all gone. And we'd also like to thank our proud sponsor, Bourbon Street Grill, the official after-game host and sponsor of your Madison Cougars. It's going to be first down and 10, Madison Cougars at their own 34-yard line. Still the confusion going on. The referees are discussing something with one of the coaches from the Madison Cougars. Still trying to work out whatever it is on the field. Going to be first down at 10, Madison Cougars at their own 34-yard line in the backfield. Pam Close and Jessica Lundgren. Baczynski's handoff to Lundgren. Stiff arm. She picks up about 6 yards to the 40-yard line. Tackle made by number 42, Christy Hand. It's going to be about second down and 4 yards to go for the Madison Cougars on their own 41-yard line. Second down and 4, Madison Cougars. Pam Close in the backfield along with Jessica Lundgren. Hand off to Sheila Hushfield. And Sheila Hushfield rips off about 10 yards to about midfield. And that is another Madison Cougar first down. And it seems like the Cougars are starting to impose their will on the Portland Shockwave. Their defense, their front, up front people, are starting to get worn down here in the first quarter. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter with the score. Your Madison Cougars 6. And the Portland Shockwave, nothing. First down and 10. Madison Cougars on their own 49-yard line. Penalty marker on the play. It's going to be false start on the Madison Cougars. A false start on number 50. Katie Meyer is going to set the Cougars back 5 yards. It's going to be first down at 15. Madison Cougars on their own 44-yard line. We have a halftime field goal contest. Put your name in the drawing and kick a field goal at halftime. It's guys versus girls. Win special treats from our sponsor, Pizza Oven. Eastburg, the ball carrier. A pickup of 4 yards. It's going to be about second and 11. Second down and 11. Madison Cougars on their own 48-yard line. Valerie Wachinski fakes the handoff to Satise Berg, pitches it back to Sheena Hirschfield, and Sheena picks up about 4 yards. Tackle made by number 5, Natalie Nash. And we have an injury on the field. The injured player is Jessica Schmidt, number 27. And with that break in the action, the score, with 16 seconds left in the first quarter, it is your Madison Cougars 6, and the Portland Shockwave nothing. Please come out and join us at our upcoming fundraiser to help us raise money for the playoffs. We do a lot of events with the Madison Cougars, and the event for the 2012 season will feature salsa dancing with your Madison Cougars. That's right, salsa dancing. If you want to get a little spicy, join us at Madison's greatest east side location, my buddies. And I'm pretty sure all the Madison Cougars, they're your buddies, they're my buddies. So join us at my buddies coming up this Friday, the 20th. Number 27, Jessica Smith, is helped off the field to a round of applause. And it is third down and about 9 yards for the Madison Cougars on their own 49-yard line.
Cougar Nation. Cougar Nation. Cougar Nation. We did it all.
And that is the end of the first quarter with the Madison Cougars 6 and the Portland Shockwave nothing. One quarter down, 3 to go. A trip to Round Rock, Texas is on the line. And right now the Madison Cougars hold the advantage at 6-0. A berth for the Founders Bowl is on the line as we get set to begin the second quarter. Madison Cougars 6, Portland Shockwave nothing. Make sure you get your playoff t-shirts before they're gone. I'd like to thank one of our proud sponsors, Postal Connections, printing our schedules, posters, and flyers. 2 convenient locations in Oregon and Verona. And thanks to Dan at Postal Connections for supporting the team. And also the Silver Eagle, pregame tailgate sponsor before every home game. It's going to be third down and about 9 for the Madison Cougars at midfield. The Cougars break the huddle. Valerie Wachinski, the quarterback, to Teesburg at fullback, and Jessica Lundgren at tailback. Wachinski with a quick pass, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by number two, Rebecca Bryson, and she returns it back to the 36-yard line. It's going to be first down at 10. Shockwave at the Madison Cougar 36-yard line, a big-time interception, just when it seemed that the Madison Cougars were imposing their will on the Portland Shockwave. They get a little bit of life with a big-time interception. Veronica Ferguson, number 21, the quarterback. In the backfield, you got number 44, Sharice Sargent. Spread formation. Option play, give the option handoff to number 44, Sargent. Gain of about six, and it's going to be second and four at the Madison Cougars 30-yard line. Second down at four. Portland Shockwave. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. With two running backs in the backfield. Nicole Villarano in motion. Option play. Touchdown, Portland Shockwave. Number 24, Rebecca Dawson, a 30-yard touchdown for Rebecca Dawson on the pitch. For number 21, Veronica Ferguson. Christy Hand to attempt the extra point. Oh, it's a fake. It's a fake. And it is incomplete. The fake two-point conversion intended for number three, Simone Shepherd, falls incomplete. And we are tied at 6-6 here at Lucier Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. It is your Madison Cougars 6. And the Portland Shockwave 6. Got the big halftime field goal contest. So if you want to put your name in the drawing to kick a field goal at halftime, it's guys against girls. With special treats from our sponsor, Pizza Oven Gift Certificate. The Madison Cougars are set to receive the punt. Back to receive the punt, Nicole Funk and Sheena Hirschfield. Set to kick off. For the Portland Shockwave is number 47, Ashley Edmonston. Or check that, number 67, Miliana Pineda. Pineda tries another onside kick, and it's recovered by the Cougars. Number 43, Ellie Meyer. And that's going to be first down and 10. Madison Cougars on their own 47-yard line. It's going to be first down again for the Madison Cougars. That is the second time that the Boylan Shockwave, actually it's the third time that they ran a little bit of trickery on the opening kickoff. They tried an onside kick. They tried a fake kick, fake field goal that fell incomplete. And now they just tried another onside kick. Looks like they're leaving nothing in the bag in this playoff game. First down and 10, Cougars. Nicole Funk in motion. Hand off to Jessica Lundgren. Lundgren, penalty marker on the play. Tackle made by number 5, Natalie Nash. Let's sort out the penalty. Face mask on the Shockwave. With that penalty, it sets up the Cougars at the Portland Shockwave 35-yard line. Madison Cougars, first down and 10. Kaczynski with the pitch out to Jessica Lundgren to the right side. Jessica Lundgren turns it up, picks up about 6 yards. Tackle made by number 21, Veronica Ferguson. And Jessica Lundgren seems to be shaken up. She's coming off the field, and she's replaced by number 16, Sheena Hirschfield. Coming into the game for the Portland Shockwave is number 30, Leah Hinkle. It's going to be second down and about 5 yards for the Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 31-yard line. Kaczynski with a play-action fake. Her pass, it's hot. Pass completed. Down to the Portland Shockwave 23-yard line. First down and 10. Madison Cougars at 0 on the drive. Coming out of the game, number 34, Sam Close. Madison Cougars with a staggered backfield. Hand off to Satise Berg. She picks up about 4 yards. Tackle made by number 67, Miliana Pineda. And it's going to be second down and about 7 yards at the Portland Shockwave 20-yard line. .45 left in the second quarter. 6-6 ball game. Kaczynski handed off the ball, attempted to hand off the ball, and there is a fumble on the play. The handoff intended for Satise Berg. She fumbled the ball, but she recovers her own fumble. And actually gain yards. It'll be third down. Third down in about 7 yards for the Madison Cougars. Thank you. split backfield. Handoff to Satish Barnes. Oh, what a gain. Wow. Gain about 6 yards on the play. Tackle made by number 70, Jenna Fisher-Roberts. It's going to be fourth down and about 2 yards. And it looks like the Madison Cougars are going to go for this fourth down. Timeout on the play, and with that timeout, with 9:50 left to play in the second quarter, the score, your Madison Cougars 6, and the Portland Shockwaves 6. I'd like to take a moment to thank the Silver Eagle. Tailgate at the Silver Eagle before all home games. Get great food and drink specials. And also, BMC Health and Fitness Game Day Hydration Specialist. The Pizza Oven, official Field Goal Kick Contest sponsor. Our Lives Magazine, proud media sponsor of the Madison Cougars and Spot On Graphics. Thanks to Fran and all of our graphic design work this season. Integrated Sports and Spine, all of our game day training services. And join us after the game at the Bourbon Street Grill to celebrate the season. We also have a DJ tonight, and he starts at 9:30 this evening. Fourth down and about 3 yards for the Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 15-yard line. Madison Cougars break the huddle. Cooper Talbot comes off the field, and there is a penalty on the play. The Madison Cougars broke the huddle with 12 men in the huddle. Unsportsmanlike penalty. That sets the Madison Cougars back 5 yards. It's going to be fourth down and about 7 yards. Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 20-yard line. We got two wide receivers split off to the right, one to the left, and Jessica Lundgren, the long back in the backfield. Valerie Wachinski's pass complete to number 20, Satish Berg. It should be close. No, she stopped. And the Shockwave come up with a big stop on fourth down, and they take over on downs, first down and 10 from their own 15-yard line. First and 10, Portland Shockwave at the Madison Cougars at their own 15-yard line. Hand off to number 24, Rebecca Dawson. A gain of about 3 yards. It's going to be second down and 3, Portland Shockwave from their own 18-yard line. Veronica Ferguson at quarterback. In the backfield, Rebecca Dawson. Hand off to Dawson. She stopped in the backfield, but a little bit of forward progress. Tackle made by number 99, Cooper Talbot. And number 3, Jessica Lundgren. A gain of about 1 yard. It is going to be third down and about 7 yards. The Portland Shockwave from their own 14-yard line. Excuse me, check that, on their own 19-yard line. No, it's a fake handoff, Veronica. Veronica Ferguson, it was a quarterback keeper, and she picks up about 15 yards on the carry. And that brings up a first down for the Portland Shockwave. And it's going to be first down and 10, Portland Shockwave from their own 33-yard line. First down and 10, Portland Shockwave in the backfield. Number 44, Sergeant, and number 24, Rebecca Dawson. Flag on the play. False start on the Portland Shockwave. 5-yard penalty sets the Portland Shockwave back to their own 28-yard line. First down and 15. Shockwave come out in the I formation with Sargent and Dawson at running back. Hand off to Dawson. Tackle made by number 99, Cooper Talbot, and number 14, Tiffany Loomis. A gain of 1 yard. It'll be second down and 14 from the Portland Shockwave. They're on 29-yard line. Shockwave come out in an I formation. Line. 4:56 left to play in the second quarter. Madison Cougars, 6. Portland Shockwave, 6. Back to receive the Portland punt. Number 15, Nicole Funk. And back to punt for the Portland Shockwave. Number 3, Simone Shepherd. Penalty marker on the play. Shepherd's punt. Taken and fumbled, bobbled. Nicole Funk takes the ball back after recovering her bobble. Returned about 10 yards to about the 49-yard line of the Madison Cougars, but there is a penalty marker on the play. As we wait for the referees to sort out the penalty. False start on the Portland Shockwave, and the Madison Cougars have elected to make the Shockwave punt it again. So it's going to be about fourth down at 25 for the Portland Shockwave from their own 21-yard line. Shepherd, the punter, for the Shockwave, and back to receive, number 15, Nicole Funk for the Madison Cougars. Timeout, Portland, Shockwave. We'd like to thank our proud five partners, Fitness Plus, Monarch Madison, Postal Connection, and the Bourbon Street Grill. Also, don't forget about that big fundraiser that's coming up with the Madison Cougars. Coming up next Friday at My Buddies on Madison's East Side. With 4 minutes left to play in the second quarter, it is the Madison Cougars 6 and the Portland Shockwave 6. Which team is going to make that trip to Round Rock, Texas? Coming up at halftime, we have the halftime Cougar field goal contest. It's going to be guys versus girls, and you can win special treats from our sponsor, Pizza Oven, a great gift certificate. This has been a defensive battle so far. All right, as we get set for the Portland Shockwave, set the punt. Shepherd's punt taken by Nicole Funk at about the 38-yard line. Nicole Funk around the left side. Nicole Funk to the 30. Nicole Funk taken out of bounds by number 2, Rebecca Bryson. And she picks up a huge gain for the Madison Cougars inside Portland Shockwave territory. It's going to be first down, Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 32-yard line. 3:47 left to play in the second quarter. Madison Cougars 6, Portland Shockwave 6. Madison Cougars come out in the split backfield. Hand off to Jessica Lundgren, a big gain that she carries. About four, Portland Shockwave for a gain of about 6 yards. It's going to be about second and four. Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave, 26-yard line. Madison Cougars in a split backfield. Hand off once again to Jessica Lundgren around the right side. Skip on Jessica Lundgren. Pulling your way to the 20-yard line. Gain of about 5 yards. Tackle made by Leah Hinkle. Assisted by number three, Simone Shepherd. It's going to be first down at 10 Cougars. On the Portland Shockwave 20-yard line with 2:47 left to play in the second quarter. Sheena Hirschfield replaces Jessica Lundgren in the backfield along with Pam Close. Split backfield for the Madison Cougars. Wojcicki hands off to Pam Close. Pam Close with a short game. And that brings up the 2-minute warning. And at the 2-minute warning, it is your Madison Cougars 6 and the Portland Shockwave 6. Coming up at halftime, it is a Cougar halftime field goal contest. We are going to have one girl and one guy, the Battle of the Sexes. And the winner is going to win special treats from our sponsor, the Pizza Oven. We'd also like to thank one of our proud partners, the Bourbon Street Grill. Also, Postal Connections, Monarch Madison, and Fitness Plus. As we get set to finish up these last 2 minutes of the second quarter, both teams come back onto the field. It's going to be second down and about 9 yards for the Madison Cougars. The Portland Shockwave 20-yard line. Madison Cougars break the huddle. Split backfield, Pam Close and Sheena Hirschfield line up behind Valerie Wojcicki. Fake handoff to Pam Pope, handed off to Hirschfield, and she is tackled for no gain. Tackle made by number two, Rebecca Bryson. It's going to be third down and about 9 yards for the Madison Cougars from their own 20-yard line. 1:55 left to play in the second quarter. Madison Cougars break the huddle. Split backs, two wide receivers, and a tight end. Wojcicki, quick pass. Cut. You're called fuck. Gain of about 9 yards. It is going to be close. Thank you. Timeout, Madison Cougars, with 1:26 left to play in the second quarter. And it's going to be fourth down and about 2 yards for the Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 12-yard line. Like to thank our proud partners, Spot On Graphics, ISS Integrated Sports and Spine, UPS Store Monona, and Bootstraps Social Media. This has been one heck of a ball game, a defensive battle. These two teams are battling for a berth in the Founders Bowl in Round Rock, Texas, on July 30th. All right, it's going to be fourth down and 2 yards. Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave 12-yard line. Madison Cougars in the T formation. Hand off goes to Sheena Hartsdale, and she picks up a first down. A big first down. A gain of about five is going to be first down and goal. Madison Cougars from the Portland Shockwave. 8 yard line. 1:16 and running. Handoff goes to Satish Berg. Penalty marker on the play. Tackle made by number 27, Jessica Schmidt. Penalty marker on the play. Holding on the Madison Cougars. 56 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Referees are marking off 10 yards. It's going to be first and goal for the Madison Cougars from the Portland Shockwave 18-yard line. That was a big penalty, a huge penalty. Clock running, 45 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Pitch out goes to Sheena Hirschfield, and she is stopped by number 70, Jenna Fisher-Roberts. A loss of 1 yard. It is going to be second down and goal at the Shockwave 19-yard line. Timeout on the field. Madison Cougars, first and goal from the Portland Shockwave 19-yard line, or second and goal for the Portland Shockwave 19-yard line. 30 seconds left to play in the first half. The Cougars come out in the ace formation. Sheena Hirschfield, the long back behind Valerie Vachinsky. Ah! Lichinsky back to pass. A little swing pass to Hirschfield. That's considered a fumble. And it falls out of bounds. Falls out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. 27-yard line. It's going to be third down and goal. Madison Cougars with 23 seconds left to play in the first half. Madison Cougars in the H formation once again. Hirschfield on the backfield. Lichinsky back to pass. Another swing pass to the left to Hirschfield. And Sheena Hirschfield is tackled by a host. A Portland shockwave. Gain of about 4 yards. And they're rushing on the field goal unit. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that is the end of the first half with the score. Your Madison Cougars 6 and the Portland Shockwaves 6. This has been one of those games, ladies and gentlemen. It is neck and neck right now, both of these teams fighting hard to get down to Round Rock, Texas on July 30th. We're going to be back with the second half of this ball game. I'm Sean Chisholm, broadcasting live from Madison, Wisconsin at beautiful Lucier Stadium for this big game between the Madison Cougars and the Portland Shockwave.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Well, Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the league a question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, but best to play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
As we return to beautiful Lucier Stadium, in Madison, Wisconsin. It is the Madison Cougars 6 and the Portland Shockwaves 6. 30 minutes to decide which team is going to make that trip down to Round Rock, Texas for the Founders Bowl. This has been a hard-fought contest, and both teams have had opportunities to put more points on the board, but mistakes have come up big, big time here for the Madison Cougars in particular. A couple of interceptions, a fumble in the red zone has cost them big, but they're still in the ballgame, 6-6. And also, the trick play of the Portland Shockwave, two onside kicks and a fake extra point. The Madison Cougars could honestly be down 7-6. As we get set for the second half kickoff, Chelsea Ault, a two-time All-Star, is set to kick off. Back to receive for the Portland Shockwave. Number 85, Nicole Villareno. And we're getting set for the second half kickoff. The referee's whistle ball ready to play. Chelsea off kickoff. Kick deep, taking it about the 15-yard line by Villareno. She heads to the right, turns back to the left, and she is tackled big time by number 15, Nicole Funk. And off the Portland Shockwave, 34-yard line. It's going to be first down and 10, Portland Shockwave. First down and 10, Portland Shockwave from their own 34-yard line. They come out in an I formation. There's a snap. Handoff up the middle. Tackle made by number 15, Katie Meyer. Sergeant, the ball carrier. A gain of about 2 yards. It's going to be second down and 8. Portland on their own 36-yard line. Portland breaks the huddle. They're in A's formation with a single back. Motion. Option play. Quarterback keeper. Game of 15 by Veronica Ferguson, number 21. Tackle made by number 53, Brianna Smith. But there is a penalty marker on the play. We got holding on the Portland Shockwave. So that is going to bring them all the way back with a 10-yard penalty. Second down and 7. Second down and 7, Portland Shockwave on their own 37-yard line. Ace formation for the Portland Shockwave. In the backfield, Sergeant. Motion. Option. The pitch to number 5, Natalie Nash. And the Madison Cougars sniff it out, and they snuff drop it out. Tackle for a loss. About 7 yards. Ellie Meyer on the tackle. It's going to be second or third down and 12 yards. Portland Shockwave from their own 33-yard line. That's twice the Shockwave has have motioned a receiver into the backfield. Now we have the Portland Shockwave in an I formation. Third down and 12. Motion, Villarreno. Pass. Complete to number three. That game, Simone Shepherd. A gain of about 40 yards to the Madison Cougar 30-yard line. Shepherd got behind two Madison Cougar defensive backs. And if it wasn't for the fact that she had to wait on the football, she might have scored. Great pass from Veronica Ferguson, number 21. It's going to be first down and 10. Portland Shockwave from the Madison Cougar 11-yard line. Tossing the ball, carry up the middle. Tossing to the far end. Tackle at about the 10-yard line. Tackle at the 10-yard line. Tackle made by number 15, Nicole Funk. A gain. A gain of about 20 yards. The Shockwave can still get a first down. It's going to be first down and 10. Shockwave of the Madison Cougar. 11-yard line. High formation for the Shockwave. And it is caught for the touchdown. Simone Shepherd. Touchdown reception from number 21, Veronica Ferguson. And the Portland Shockwave are up 12-6, and they're getting set for the extra point. Simone Shepherd caught the pass on a quick slant to the inside from the left side. Set the kick. Number 42, Christy Hand. Ball bobbled, but the kick is up, and it is no good. So the score, with 11-12 left to play in the third quarter, it is the Portland Shockwave 12 and the Madison Cougars 6. Bon Foss, Gourmet Vinegar, Oils and Spirits, University Avenue. They have a $300 private tasting party. Get your $5 raffle ticket at the merchandise stand. Silver Eagle, our tailgate. Tailgate at the Silver Eagle before all home games. Great food and drink specials, and also postal connections, game day printing services, signs, banners, and more as we get set for the Shockwave to kick off. Back to receive for the Madison Cougars, number 16, Sheena Hirschfield, and number 15, Nicole Funk, set to kick off for the Portland Shockwave, number 67. Miliana Pineda. Oh, Another onside little pooch kick. Oh, it falls on the ground. And it's recovered. Recovered by Chelsea Ault. It's going to be Madison Cougars. First and 10, Madison Cougars on their own 42-yard line. That is the third, count them, three onside kicks by the Portland Shockwave. This time they almost were successful on that last kick. But the kick was recovered by Chelsea Ault. First down and 10, Madison Cougars. They're on 42-yard line. Madison Cougars in the staggered eye formation. Hand off to Satise Berg. And she has a gain of one. Tackle made by number 70, Jenna Fisher Roberts. Pineda also in on the tackle. It's going to be second down at about 9 yards. Madison Cougars from their own 43-yard line. Madison Cougars come out in an I formation. Two wide receivers set. Pitch out to Jessica Lundgren, and she's chased out of bounds and lost. No! She escapes down the sideline. Jessica Lundgren, she's at the 25. The 20. But this play is going to come back. Illegal procedure on the Madison Cougars. Illegal procedure. It's going to be the call on the Madison Cougars. Alicia Apps went in motion, and she turned upfield before the ball was snapped. So that is going to bring that play all the way back. A big gain by Jessica Lundgren, and she is still down on the playing surface. And that has to be gut-wrenching for the Madison Cougars because it's actually two blows on one play. You get the penalty that negates a huge run by Jessica Lundgren, and also you possibly have lost Jessica Lundgren in the process. Big time swing in momentum. That's going to bring back the Cougars all the way to their own 38-yard line. It's going to be second down in about 14 yards. Jessica Lundgren comes off the field on their own power. Looks like a slight twist of the ankle. She's walking a little gingerly, but she is up and she is moving. It's going to be second down at about 14. Madison Cougars from their own 38-yard line. I formation. Two wide receivers set for the Cougars. Pachinski's pass. Complete to Hirschfield. Shana picks up about 4 yards. It's going to be third down and 10. Third down and 9, Madison Cougars from their own 43-yard line. 9:10 left to play in the third quarter. Madison Cougars come out in a split backfield, two wide receivers. The Portland Shockwave in a 4-3 defense. Pachinski's pass. caught by Satis Berg, and she is tackled immediately by number two, Rebecca Bryson. And she loses 2 yards on the play, and it is fourth down and about 12. And that penalty, that illegal procedure, looms large right about now. Because it negated a huge gain by Jessica Lundgren, which would have set up the Cougars inside the Portland Shockwave 20-yard line. Back to receive for the Portland Shockwave. It's number 85, Nicole Villarino. Back to punt for the Cougars, Chelsea Hall. Chelsea Hall's punt. Her punt is taken by number 5, Natalie Nash. Natalie Nash breaks to the outside on the right side. Natalie Nash cuts back. Natalie Nash to the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Portland Shockwave. Natalie Nash. Seven-yard punt return for number 5, Natalie Nash. And that makes the score, the Portland Shockwave, 18. The Madison Cougars, 6 with 7:47 left to play in the third quarter, as they get set to attempt the extra point. A huge swing. Like I said earlier, that penalty for the Madison Cougars loomed large on that series. Set to attempt the extra point, number 42, Christy Hand. Here comes the snap. Powell! Tackle made by Tiffany Lomas. So the extra point is settled, extra point, and with that failed extra point, the score is the Portland Shockwave 18 and the Madison Cougars 6 with 7:47 left to play in the third quarter. Back to receive for the Madison Cougars is Nicole Funk and Sheena Hirschfield. Set to kick off for the Portland Shockwave, number 67. Pineda. Right out of the box here in the second half, the Portland Shockwave have put up 12 points. In a little over 7 minutes, they put up 12 points. So the Madison Cougars have to dig themselves out of a huge hole, but they have plenty of time to do so. They have 7:47 left in this quarter and another quarter to go as we get set for the kickoff. Pineda once again tries a little post kick. Taken by Chelsea Hall. She drops it, but she recovers. It makes you wonder, why are the Portland Shockwaves trying these post kicks? You would think that they wouldn't want to give up that type of field position in this ball game. The Cougars have had some consistent drives. They have just had some bad luck, some self-inflicted wounds. And now they need to dig deep right here in the third quarter. It is going to be first down and 10, Madison Cougars from their own 43-yard line. Cougars come out in a split backfield, two-wide receiver formation. Baczynski, she keeps the ball, and she is taken down for a loss at the 40-yard line. Tackle made by number 42. Christy Ann on the tackle. It's going to be second down and about 13 yards for the Madison Cougars from their own 40-yard line. That last play looked like a blown assignment, but Jinky was looking for the handoff, looking to make the handoff, and she had to accept the ball and run. Madison Cougars, split backfield, two wide receivers set. Pachinski back to pass, over the middle, through by Nicole Funk. And with that forward progress, that'll make it a first down, Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave, 46-yard line. Jessica Lundgren for about 18 yards to about the Portland Shockwave. 28-yard line, that's another big first down for the Madison Cougars. First down, Madison Cougars on the Portland Shockwave, 28-yard line. High formation. Two wide receivers set for the Madison Cougars. Pachinski hands off to number 34, Pam Close, and she picks up a chunk of yardage, about 7 yards on the play. 7-yard gain. To the Portland Shockwave, 24-yard line. It is going to be second down and 3 for the Madison Cougars. Madison Cougars come out. Once again, an I formation, two wide receivers set. Pachinski calling the signals. She's back to pass. Throws. Katie Meyer makes the catch. Makes the catch in traffic. She took it away from the defender. It looked like the pass was going to be intercepted. But Katie Meyer comes out of the scrum with the football. And it is going to be about third down and about 4 yards. A great individual play by Katie Meyer to not only make the catch but to save the interception. The Madison Cougars could go forward a turnover right now with about 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. They need to stick this football in the end zone. It's third down and about 4 yards, Madison Cougars. On the Portland Shockwave, 22-yard line, high formation. Hands off to Pam Close, off the left side, and she is stacked up. Stacked up about the 21-yard line. Tackle made by number 43. It's going to be fourth down and 2, Madison Cougars. From the Portland Shockwave 21-yard line, and this crowd is getting loud here at Lucier Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. A berth in the Founders Bowl is on the line, and right now, the Portland Shockwave are making reservations. And the Madison Cougars want to cancel them. A staggered eye formation, two wide receivers set, pitch out to Jessica Lundgren. Jessica Lundgren, fumble on the play. Fumble on the play. So no matter who recovers, it was fourth down. So they didn't meet the yard to gain, and it is going to be a turnover on down for the Madison Cougars once again. And that's going to be a first down for the Madison Shockwave. First and 10 on their own 22-yard line. Another drive for the Madison Cougars deep into Portland Shockwave territory. Comes up empty once again. Portland Shockwave come out of an eye formation. Three wide receivers set. First down at 10 from their own 22-yard line. Wide receiver goes in motion to the right. Robinson back to Fairness, and there it is. Come on, buddy. Simone Shepherd, and she is hooked down. At about the 13-yard line, tackle made by Chelsea Oak. There is a flag on the play, and I think the referees are going to call a horse collar tackle. And from my vantage point, I don't think it was a horse collar tackle. She had the back of her jersey, but I'm not the referee. But that was a huge game for the Portland Shockwave. Once again, Simone Shepherd gets behind the secondary, and Ferguson hits her in full stride. If it wasn't for Chelsea Off, she would be walking into the end zone. This is do or die time for the Madison Cougars. 3:45 left to play in the third quarter. Portland up 18-6. It is going to be first down and goal from the 7-yard line for the Portland Shockwave. The penalty was half the distance to the goal line for a horse collar tackle. Portland comes out in a two-back I formation, two wide receiver formation on the 7-yard line. Handoff. Oh, it's a quarterback keeper. And Veronica Ferguson picks up about 2 yards, 3 yards actually, to the Madison Cougar 4-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal. Madison Cougars need to hold right here. They got to keep them out of the end zone. If the Shockwave score here, they can put it out of reach early here in the third quarter. 2:54 left to play in the third quarter. Second down and goal. Shockwave come out in the I formation. Two wide receivers set. Hand off to Dawson around the right side. And no signal yet. Penalty marker on the play. Dawson looks like she was tackled at about the 1-yard line. And we're waiting for the referees to sort out the penalty. It looks like it might be of the unsportsmanlike variety, but we are yet to see. The referees are in a conference right now trying to figure out what is going on penalty-wise. Portland, 2:29 left to play in the third quarter. Penalty marker on the play as we get the signal from the referee. We've got tripping on the play. It's a dead ball foul. It's against Portland, so that's going to move them back. 15-yard penalty. That was a huge penalty. It's going to move Portland back. It moves Portland back to the Madison Cougar 16-yard line, second down and goal. Portland Shockwave. Madison Cougars have to hold here. 2:29 left to play. 18-6. Here come the Portland Shockwave. I formation, two wide receivers set. Option. I Veronica Ferguson keeps the ball. Gain of about 4 yards. Tackle made by number 43, Ellie Meyer. That brings up third down and goal on the Madison Cougar 8-yard line. .146 left to play, 18-16. Portland Shunkley. High formation, 3 wide receivers set. Motion. And off. Touchdown, Shockwave. Hand off to Rebecca Dawson, and she takes it in straight up the middle. 7-yard touchdown. And it is 24-6, Portland Shockwave. And right now you have a stunned crowd here at Looser Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. The Portland Shockwave, 24. And the Madison Cougars, 6. As the Shockwave gets set to attempt the extra point, number 42, Christy Hand, is set to kick. The kick is up, and it is. Barely creeps over the crossbar, and it is good. It is 25-6. The Shockwave over the Madison Cougars with 1:17 left to play in the third quarter. And who would have thunk it? Wow. All right, back to receive for the Madison Cougars. Number 16, Sheena Hirschfield. And number 15, Nicole Funk. Back to kick. Back to kick for the Portland Shockwave. The Portland Shockwave back to kick is Panetta. Once again, pushes the kick, and it is recovered by the Madison Cougars on their own 35-yard line by Erica Yule, number 77. It's going to be first down and 10, Madison Cougars, from their own 36-yard line. .116 left to play here in the third quarter. The score is the Portland Shockwave 25 and the Madison Cougars 6. Cougars come out in a ace formation with a one back backfield with Jessica Lundgren as a single setback. Nicole Funk in motion. Swing pass to Nicole Funk. She cuts inside, cuts back outside, and she picks up about 1 yard on the play. And it's going to be second down and give her 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and about 8 yards for the Madison Cougars. Second down and 8, Madison Cougars from their own 37-yard line. High formation, 2 receivers set. Alicia Apps in motion.
Pitch out to Jesse Lundgren. Portland strings it out. Lundgren cuts it back inside, and she picks up about 5 yards on the gain on the run. Tackle made by number 42, Christy Hand. It's going to be third down and about 6 yards for the Madison Cougars. Third down and 6 from their own 40-yard line. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. The Portland Shockwave, 25, and the Madison Cougars, 6. What was once a defensive battle has turned into an offensive explosion for the Portland Shockwave. In the third quarter, they scored 3 touchdowns, 3 unanswered touchdowns. And the Madison Cougars in the third quarter have shot themselves in the foot several times inside Portland territory, turning the ball over. Penalties. Anything that could go wrong has gone wrong for the Madison Cougars in this second half. Hopefully they'll have a change in fortune here in the fourth quarter. 15 minutes away from Round Rock, Texas. Will it be the Portland Shockwave or will it be the Madison Cougars? All right, Madison Cougars, third down. The referees have to reset the chains. They did not reset the chains on the change of quarters. Third down at 6, Madison Cougars from their own 40-yard line. They come in a I formation. 2 wide receivers set. Portland Shockwave in a 4-3 defense. Looks like a blitz is coming. Baczynski back to pass. She hesitates, throws over the middle, and that should have been pass interference, but no flag on the play. Pass was intended for number 11, Judy Byrne, and she was mobbed on that play, and the referee swallowed that flag. It should have been pass interference, but it's not. That's going to bring up a fourth down and about 6 yards, and believe me, that was pass interference. Wow. It's fourth down and it's 6 yards for the Madison Cougars on their own 40-yard line, and they are going to go for it, but now they just called timeout. With 14:55 left to play in the fourth quarter, it's the Portland Shockwave, 25, and the Madison Cougars, 6. That last play, it was a blatant pass interference. The referee was right on top of the play, and why he didn't call pass interference is beyond me. But he should have called pass interference on that play. The Madison Cougars should be working with a first down. But despite the referee not making the call, they are working with a fourth down. And it looks like they're going to change their minds about going for it on fourth down here in their own territory. Chelsea Hall just went on the field, but now Chelsea Hall is coming off the field. So maybe they are going to go for it. I guess they consider it as do or die time here in Madison at Hoosier Stadium. A berth in the Founders Bowl on the line. And this play right here could be for all the marbles for the Madison Cougars. Fourth down and 6 at their own 40-yard line. 14:55 left to play. Cougars come out in a four wide receiver spread set. Jessica Lundgren, the lone running back in the backfield. Baczynski back to pass. Blitz coming, and her pass falls incomplete. Intended for Katie Meyer, and that's another turnover on downs for the Madison Cougars. And the Portland Shockwave are going to get the ball inside Madison territory on the Madison Cougar 40-yard line. .14:51 left to play in the fourth quarter, 25-6 in favor of the Portland Shockwave. The Madison contingent, they can't believe their eyes. They have seen this Madison Cougar team dominate teams here at Lucier Stadium, but that's not the case tonight. Shockwave come out in a trips formation, single back backfield. Swing pass out to the right side, complete to number 24, Rebecca Dawson. Veronica Ferguson, nice pass, and that picks up a first down. The referees might call out the chains, but no, they signal first down. It's going to be first down and 10. Shockwave on the Madison Cougar 29-yard line. Shockwave come out and trips right. One back in the backfield. They're going to pass, and the pass falls incomplete. Ferguson's pass was intended for number two, Rebecca Bryson. Falls incomplete. It's going to be about second down and 10. Portland Shockwave, first down and 10 from the Madison Cougar, 29-yard line. 13:53 left to play, 25-6 in favor of the Shockwave. High formation backfield, two wide receivers set for Shockwave. Ferguson's hand off to Dawson, running up the middle, and she picks up a huge gain. Ball's on the ground, fumble. Waiting for the referees to sort it out. Shockwave recover. Just when the Madison Cougars needed life, the Portland Shockwave snatch it right back, and they pick up a first down. It's going to be first down and 10. At the Madison Cougar 19-yard line. Three wide receivers set, staggered eye formation. Motion, hand off to the motion. Number 85, Villarino, the ball carrier, Nicole Villarino. And she picks up about 1 yard on the play. And we have a penalty marker on the play. Looks like it's going to be an illegal block in the back on the Portland Shockwave. Illegal block in the back, Portland Shockwave. 10-yard penalty moves them back, so it's going to be first down at 20, Shockwave, at the Madison Cougar, 29-yard line. First down and 20, Shockwave. of the Madison Cougar 29-yard line. 12:40 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Shockwave 25, Madison Cougars 6. Shockwave come out. And a 2-2 penalty marker on the play. Dead ball foul. No, it's a timeout. So they're waving off the flag. Timeout Portland Shockwave. And with that timeout, 12:27 left to play in the fourth quarter. Portland Shockwave 25, Madison Cougars 6. It just seems as though the Madison Cougars are their own worst enemy right now. They have had several opportunities to get points on several drives, and these drives have either ended with turnovers or they have ended on just some zany plays that have happened. I mean, things that you normally don't see the Madison Cougars do, they are doing tonight. As I look at the energy of both teams, right now the Portland Shockwave, they look like they are energized and they're ready to just put the Madison Cougars away, and it seems as though the Cougars just can't get their enthusiasm up right now, and we need for them to get their enthusiasm up right now. 12:27 left to play in the ball game. 25-6 in favor of the Portland Shockwave. Two wide receiver high formation set. Ferguson back to pass. She throws to the left, and it's incomplete, intended. Pass was intended for Natalie Nash. Falls incomplete. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, she was wide open. Just a little bit outside, but if she would have been on the money, it could have been another Portland Shockwave touchdown. It's going to be second down and 20. Portland Shockwave on the 29-yard line of the Madison Cougars. Portland Shockwave, trips left, single backfield. Ferguson back to pass. Oh! We have a flag on the play, and Ferguson is probably breathing a sigh of relief because Cooper Talbot was breathing down her neck. And I think Cooper would have went for the knockout, but it is a penalty. And it's going to be second down and 25. Second down and 25. Portland Shockwave on the Madison Cougar 34-yard line. Hands off to Dawson. Tackle made by Sheena Hirschfield. Gain of about 4 yards. Hirschfield, solo tackle. She had to make that tackle because if she doesn't, Dawson has a wide open field on the right side. It's going to be third down and about 21 yards. Shockwave come out in a two-wide receiver high formation. Third down, 21. Hands off to Dawson up the middle. She picks up about 8 yards. Tackle made by number 20, Satise Byrd. That's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 14. Fourth down and 14, Portland Shockwave from the Madison Cougar, 24-yard line. under 11 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter. Three wide receiver high formation set for the Portland Shockwave as they're going for it on fourth down. Ferguson back to pass. Her pass is incomplete. Intended for number three, Simone Shepherd. And that's a turnover on down. And it's going to be first and 10 Madison Cougars on their own 24-yard line. And now is the time for the Madison Cougars to strike and strike often. .37 left to play in the fourth quarter. Portland 25, Madison Cougars 6. Cougars come out in a 3-4 wide receiver set, single backfield. Lundgren, the ball carrier. Jessica Lundgren picks up about 3 yards. Tackle made by number 70, Gina Fisher Roberts. Cougars are running a hurry-up offense. Second down and about 7 yards. Baczynski back to pass. She throws and it is intercepted. Penalty marker on the play. Pass intercepted by number 30. Leah Hinkle. We're waiting to see the referee sort out the penalty. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the Cougars. And it's going to be first down and 10, Portland, on the Madison Cougars' 13-yard line. Two-wide receiver high formation. Hands off to Dawson, around the right side. Dawson to far, touchdown, Shockwave. Touchdown, Portland Shockwave, 13-yard run. Rebecca Dawson with the 13-yard run. And that makes the score. Portland 31. And the Madison Cougars 6. As the Shockwave get ready for the extra point. Number 42, Christy Hand, set to attempt the extra point. The kick is up, and it is no good. So with 9:26 left to play in the fourth quarter, it is the Portland Shockwave 31 and the Madison Cougars 6. Madison Cougars, number 15, Nicole Funk, and number 16, Sheena Hirschfield, and set to kick for the Portland Shockwave, number 67, Miliana Pineda. .928 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's the Portland Shockwave, 31. The Madison Cougars 6. after all the defense in the first half. This has turned into a one-sided affair with the explosion happening on the Portland side. Banana's kick this time. She kicks it deep. And it is taken by Sheena Hirschfield. Sheena to the 36-yard line. It's going to be first and 10. Madison Cougars on their own 36-yard line. 9:23 left to play here in the fourth quarter. 31-6 Shockwave. High formation, two wide receivers set. Hand off to Lundgren. Jessica Lundgren. A gain of about 3 yards. And she is pushed out of bounds. It is going to be second down and about 7. Madison Cougars. From their own 39-yard line. Ace formation. Madison Cougars. Sheena Hirschfield in a quarterback turn pass. And intended for Nicole Funkin is intercepted. And it's going to be returned. No. Jessica Lundgren saves the touchdown. The interception by Natalie Nash. And Natalie Nash returns the ball inside the Madison Cougar 5-yard line. It's going to be first down and goal. Portland Shockwave from the Madison Cougar 4-yard line. The Madison Cougars have just shot themselves in the foot on several occasions tonight. And it shows on the scoreboard with 8:46 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's the Portland Shockwave, 31, and the Madison Cougars, 6. And the Shockwave, once again, are inside the red zone within striking distance. If they score here, a field goal, a touchdown, in effect, it can put this game out of reach. Two wide receiver eye formation. Hand off, Ferguson to number 44. Cherise Sargent, and she is stood up by Cooper Talbot for no gain. Actually, she lost a yard on that carry. It is going to be second down and goal from the 5-yard line. Three wide receivers set. I formation backfield for the Portland Shockwave. Dawson, the ball carrier. Penalty marker on the play. Tackle made by number 75, Amy Leatherberry. Penalty on the play. So we can see what the referees say. It might be holding on the Portland Shockwave. So that's going to set the Shockwave back 10 yards to their own 15-yard line. It's going to be second down and goal. With 7:39 left to play, Portland 31, Madison 6. Three wide receivers set, I formation backfield for the Shockwave. Hand off to Dawson. No, she brings the hand off to Dawson. Gives it to number 85, Villarino. And she does not pick up anything on that play. It is actually a loss of 1 yard. It's going to be third down and goal. Tackle made by number 14, Tiffany Loomis. And it is going to be third down and goal from the Madison Cougar 16-yard line. Under 7 minutes to play. Shockwave come out of the three wide receiver high formation. Ferguson back to pass. Her pass. Oh, it is tipped. Tipped by Nicole Franklin. It was tipped right into the hands of Simone Shepherd. Touchdown. Portland Shockwave. Unbelievable. 6:16 left to play in the fourth quarter, and the score, the Portland Shockwave 37, and the Madison Cougars 6. Chrissy Ham set to attempt the extra point. The kick is up, and it is no good. And right now, with 6:16 left to play in the fourth quarter, it is the Portland Shockwave 37 and the Madison Cougars 6. And the fans of the Madison Cougars are starting to head toward the exit. When you look at this game, you're going to think to yourselves, where did the Madison Cougars go wrong? They had everything going for them in the first half. They had the lead at one point. They gave up a big play, stopped a two-point conversion, and at the half, we were tied at 6. Then the second half came, and the Madison Cougars must have left their mojo in the locker room because they don't have it right now here at Lucia Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. All the momentum is with the Portland Shockwave. Back to receive the kickoff. Sheena Hirschfield and Nicole Funk set the kick for the Portland Shockwave. It's Miliana Pineda, number 67. Pineda's kick. She kicks it deep. Taken by Hirschfield. She's at the 30, the 35, the 40, the 45, and she's tackled around the 46-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for the Cougars at their own 46-yard line with 6:05 left to play. 37-6, Shockwave. The Portland Shockwave They're 6:05 away from the Founders Bowl. As the Madison Cougars come out in a staggered eye formation, two wide receivers set. And the referee stopped play. All right, they whistle the ball back in play. First down and 10 Cougars. Their own 46-yard line. Hirschfield takes a snap. Hands off to Jessica Lundgren. She almost tackled in the backfield. Jessica Lundgren to the right side, left side. And she has a big game. Pushed out of bounds by Simone Shepherd. But Jessica Lundgren takes up about 20 yards. And she takes the ball to the Portland Shockwave, 38-yard line. First down and 10, Madison Cougars from the Portland Shockwave, 38-yard line. High formation, two wide receivers set. Hirschfield hands off, fakes the handoff, rolls to her right, throws, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. And with the ball, it's number 85, Nicole Villarino. And she returns the ball to about the 15-yard line of the Madison Cougars, but we have two penalty markers on the play. Let's wait for the referees to sort this one out. The referees are in conference right about midfield. 5:10 left to play in the fourth quarter, 37-6, Portland Shockwave. And the referees are still in the middle of the field trying to figure out what happened on the play. A tale of two halves, ladies and gentlemen, from Lucia Stadium. First half was off defense. Second half, well, the only team playing defense right about now are the Portland Shockwave. And the Madison Cougar defense has been on the field in the second half an awful long time. And in this heat, which is still around about 85 degrees, can sap your energy. We got a personal foul. Illegal block in the back on Portland. So Portland is going to keep the ball. Here it is going to be first and 10 Shockwave from their own 25-yard line. With 5:10 left to play, Shockwave 37, Cougars 6. Shockwave come out in a two wide receiver set, staggered backfield. Ferguson pitches it out to Dawson. Dawson around the right side. Dawson to about the 35-yard line, knocked out of bounds by Jessica Lundgren. And she picks up another Portland Shockwave first down with that carry to about the 37. It's going to be first down and 10. Portland Shockwave, with less than 5 minutes left to play here at Lucia Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. So Portland Shockwave, come out in a two wide receiver set, I formation. Ferguson hands off to Nicole actually Natalie Nash, and she is gone. She is gone for another Portland Shockwave touchdown, 65-yard touchdown for number five, Natalie Nash. And that makes the score. The Portland Shockwave, 43, and the Madison Cougars, 6. And if you would have told me earlier this afternoon that I was going to be saying what I am saying tonight, I would have told you that you need to go to Mendota because you're crazy. But you know what? I guess I'm the one that's going to be in Mendota tonight because I just don't believe it. I'm in a nightmare. Chrissy Hand set to attempt the extra point. Oh, they're faking it. And it falls incomplete. No receiver in the area. And with that incompletion, with 3:58 left to play in the fourth quarter, it is the Portland Shockwave, 43, and the Madison Cougars, 6. Back to receive for the Madison Cougars, Sheena Hirschfield and Tiffany Loomis. And set the kick for the Portland Shockwave, number 67, Miliana Pineda. Little short pooch kick. Picked up from Chip by Jessica Lundgren. Jessica Lundgren, round the left side. And she picks up a few yards to about the 49-yard line. Tackle made by number 40-30. First and 10, Madison Cougars. On their own 49-yard line, 3:51 left to play. Portland Shockwave, 43, Madison Cougars, 6. First down at 10, Madison Cougars. Two wide receiver, I formation. Hand off to Mariah Byrne. And Mariah Byrne is taken down by number 67, Pineda, for a gain of about 1 yard. It'll be second down and 9. Madison Cougars at midfield. Clock running, under 4 minutes to go here at Lucier Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin. Cougars come out in the two wide receiver staggered eye formation. Pam Close at tailback, Mariah Byrne at fullback. Pam Close, the ball carrier, off to the left side. She gets outside. Gain of about 1. Tackle made by number 84, Ann Young, assisted on the tackle by number 43. It'll be third down and about 8 yards. .231 left to play. Madison Cougars, Third down and about 7 from the Portland Shockwave, 49-yard line. High formation, 2 wide receivers set. Hirschfield pitches out to Lundgren. Around the right side, Jessica Lundgren. Fumble on the play. What are the referees going to do? Are they going to say she was down by contact, or is it going to be Portland football? And they give the ball to the Portland Shockwave. First and 10, Portland. They can just sit on the ball. Victory formation. 2:01 left to play here in Madison, Wisconsin. Portland Shockwave 43 and the Madison Cougars 6. First down and 10, Portland Shockwave at their own 45-yard line. And we have a timeout on the field. Wow. What can you say about this ball game? Like I mentioned earlier, it's like a tale of two halves. The first half was filled with defense. The second half, it was like someone flipped on a switch and the Shockwave came to life. Because I'm going to be honest with you, in my opinion, in the first half, it seemed like the Shockwave were ready to lie down and die, but they have done nothing but put points on the board here in the second half. Unbelievable. 43-6. Nice tackle. Ellie Meyer on the tackle. Number 5, Nicole Nash, the ball carrier, as the clock continues to run. .142 left to play, 43-6. Shockwave, they're in the victory formation. They kneel on the ball. One thing you can say about the Madison Cougars, they've had a great season. They earned the right to be here. The shame of it all, they deserve to be in Texas as well. But it's not going to happen tonight. That honor goes to the Portland Shockwave. With 1:13 left to play, all they have to do is kneel on the ball a couple of more times, and this game is over. And Portland is on their way to Round Rock, Texas, for the Founders Bowl on July 30th. Victory formation. .42 seconds left. They kneel on the ball. Portland coach gets a Gatorade bath. And that is all she wrote with 23 seconds left to play. Congratulations to the Portland Shockwave. Final score, Portland Shockwave 43, and your Madison Cougars 6. I'm Sean Chisholm live from Lucier Stadium. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on this network. make sure you check out the Founders Bowl. It's been a great season for the Madison Cougars. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.